has been charged with two counts of first degree of intentional homicide. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. Currently 31 degrees and a beautiful, clear morning. Today, our highs will be around 63 with our tonight lows of 34. Tomorrow calls for a high of 56 with some clouds. We'll do an extended forecast later on in the program. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Well, what's going on? Good morning.
Well,
it's Monday.
It is. And phone number's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The time is 7 minutes after the hour here on the 16th. It's the day everybody is celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, which, by the way, was yesterday. He was born in Atlanta on January the 15th, 1929. He was assassinated on April 4th, 1968, in Memphis. Today, banks are closed, schools are closed, government's closed. If you put your trash out, you put it out a day too early, they're going to come by tomorrow and pick it up. Good morning to everybody. I've got like five facts about Martin Luther King you may not have known.
All right.
One, he got a C in public speaking in his first year at seminary.
Really?
Yeah. Now, he went on to get A's and became the valedictorian at the seminary by the time he finished. But in his first year, he got a C in public speaking. And he went to Crozar Seminary, theological seminary. And he was introduced to Gandhi's nonviolent teachings in 1948. And it was unusual because the fact is that Gandhi had just been assassinated himself in August, and when he started going to school there. But he embraced the idea of nonviolence and working to get what you needed, or to get society changed and what was going on changed. In 1955, he was chosen as a spokesman for the Montgomery bus boycott. Remember Rosa Parks in 1955, mm-hmm, when she refused to sit in the back of the bus. And he was chosen, even though he wasn't known as well. And there were people that were known, you know, were more well known in the movement there. But they felt like he was going to be bipartisan and support both sides and be able to push forward the boycott. And of course, they were right. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was the youngest at that time, 35, to ever receive it. The last thing about it was on his I Have a Dream speech, and Bob's going to pull that up for us, and we're going to play it here in a little bit.
And do you know what he won? The Nobel Peace Prize?
For peace. Peace.
Okay.
The Peace Prize.
Usually,
for everything he had done in the civil rights movement.
Okay. For his,
there.
Okay.
For his, you know,
it
wasn't one just.
Wasn't a piece of work.
No.
It was a body of work.
It was his body of work.
Okay.
There. And the thing, too, is that I Have a Dream speech was not in the original speech. One of the Mahalia Jackson was there, and she said, tell him about a dream. And he turned, and it was extemporaneous when he talked about I Have a Dream. You know, I have a dream that our children will, no matter what their color, will be judged on who they are and not what color they are. And
that was divine intervention at that moment,
yeah,
because we all know that opening line, there's certain lines it hits you right in the bone, right deep down in the bone. And that I Have a Dream is one of those lines.
I think so. Anyway, so today's Martin Luther King's birthday. People since then, there's been so much that's gone on. Our country maybe at this time has been more divided than it's been in, gosh, maybe decades. And you wonder why. You wonder if Donald Trump is the one that's going to be able to bring it back together. You know, on the surface, it doesn't look like that might happen. But then again, if you build an economy where everybody is included, where you have people back to work and families are back together, perhaps it does. Perhaps it will make a difference. Anyway, okay, it's moving on.
Well, you want to talk a little bit about what happened with the games yesterday?
Well, you know what? All the ones that are participating in the games, none of them kneel before the national anthem. None of them kneel before the national anthem. They all stand up at attention.
Well, good.
And yeah, so that, you know, kind of gets you back into the football thing.
But I think
Packers against the Green Bay Packers, three seconds. Yeah, against the Dallas Cowboys. You can't have a better game than that. They battled it out all day. And it came down. It did. It literally came down in the last 3 seconds, and the place kicker.
Pressure's on the kicker because you know how many times you think about. You know,
the
kickers are really, really aren't that, notarized, or if we want to say, noticed
until
they kick. And then how many Super Bowls have been down to that kick, and you know that the guy who kicked and missed lost the Super Bowl? The pressure.
Well, I don't know how many have lost the Super Bowl on it, but I know they've lost bowl games.
They've lost the kickoff to get into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, an 18-year-old that gets, you know, that misses the kick, you know, and like the Cotton Bowl.
And death threats they missed the kick.
18 years old. But in this case, he hit it. And when Pittsburgh was playing the Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh did not score a touchdown, but they did have 6 field goal kicks, a new record in NFL playoffs. And when they asked the young man, "Oh, do you think you ought to be a part of the Killer Bees?" You know, because of the black and gold, he goes, "No, I don't think so. I just kicked the ball."
That was pretty much Ray Wershing's attitude back in the day when I actually followed the Niners. Wershing would trot out there, look at the goalpost, boot the ball, and go back. That was his thing.
Who's the Niners?
Yes, how they have fallen.
Hello to Dr. Maria. Yeah. Dr. Maria's in here with
us. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr.
And Bob, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, still getting over your boomer tech gorge?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, trying to get the new episode posted up on the
You did
boomer
not
tech page.
Tell us about the smart pants.
What?
The smart pants that
Smarty
were there.
Smarty pants.
There were 3,800 vendors.
And 165,000 people. I understand that. I want no more excuses from you, Bob. When I have to go out and find out that at the consumer or the CES.
Oh, yeah, they get really weird.
Yeah, at the CES, they have smart pants. Now, what are smart pants? You know how when you go out on the street and you have to look at your phone to see which directions to go? Now, it syncs up to your phone. And it'll tell you to go. If the right side of your pocket vibrates, you go right. If it left side vibrates, you go left.
All the possibilities.
Oh yeah, boy! I said it said it vibrated.
Oh.
It said it vibrated the leg.
If you're supposed to go straight ahead, you know.
Never mind. Okay. Well,
they probably got this idea from listening to Chris Matthews, how he had a tingle run up his leg.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're saying now you can just put this on. You have shorts and. And you know, it only costs $100, but it syncs to your iPhone or whatever you have there, so it can give you directions, so you can act like you really know where you're going.
Now this did not make innovations, or I would have made note of it, because that is right up there with the Happy Fork and the Love Boxes. why are you making this product?
My God,
the Happy Fork.
Yeah, are you sure you walked in the right area?
Yeah,
and
Happy Fork was 4 years ago. It
wasn't the adult film industry.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The Happy Fork regulates the speed at which you eat. It tells you when you can take your next bite. This is a real product.
Okay, because some people shovel it in.
Right.
And this will, you take a bite, and then you put it down again, and it'll go,
And it tells, you know... I know people for whom this had worked for about 30 seconds before that sucker was embedded in the far wall.
Anyway. Okay, the Happy Fork.
Well, the reason I asked that question is because oftentimes with the electronic, you know, big shows that across the room, across the hall would be the AVN. So,
well, they,
and
they,
some of these
they
names are like...
They quit doing that because they couldn't get all the technicians from mainland China rounded up in time to do their job.
Some of these tongue-in-cheek double entendre kind of names. Hey, by the way, Sleep Number. Had a great time. I spent a good part of the day sleeping yesterday. So
You had to think about your Sleep Number.
No, I did.
So I'm glad you spent a lot of time in bed.
Well, I did. I was in bed yesterday.
She really needed a rest.
I was eye guzzling, and it was nice to just, changed out the bedding and all that. So there's a new series that, when you have four seasons, you're in trouble. So I think it's taken me 2 weeks to just finally finish, part of the third season. Carl kept poking his head in, and I check on the game in the other room. But anyway, so it was just really nice on my Sleep Number bed.
And, of course, they won an Innovations Award.
Yeah.
Oh, they did win an Innovations Award.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that part. I know you said they were showing some kind of...
Yeah.
Good.
No, they won an Innovations Award, and they have done so before, which is unusual for a company that's making a bed in what you think of as a TV radio show, which it really isn't anymore.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 is 16 minutes after the hour 7. It's 30 degrees out there. Okay.
Be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Now, Let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 31 degrees. Our highs today are going to be 62 with our lows of 36. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Now, you know what? Home Helpers is the place to go to for in-home health care. Every one of their people are hand-selected, background checked, insured, bonded, all of that. And Sharon Clark puts the right person with the right family, whether it's short-term in-home health care or long-term in-home health care. They'll always feel better when you're able to stay in the home and not the hospital or another home. All of this is at Home Helpers, 226-8350, Home Helpers.
All right.
Okay.
We have a clip to roll.
But one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
You know, it's too bad that that dream hasn't come true yet. In many cases, it has.
It has.
In many
cases,
it has.
But
in a lot of cases, it hasn't.
Well,
you know, it's people are still judging people on their color of their skin or their
political belief.
Political beliefs, that's right. Or their lack of sexuality, or their multiple sexualities. But it's still going on. And it's, you know, even though there's 250,000 people there, 60,000 whites, you know, estimated 60,000 whites were there. And it was such a splendid exhibit of people coming together just to say, hey, look, it's time for equality here. I mean, you have to remember, I grew up in areas, in places where you had white and colored, and that's what it was, colored
drinking fountains,
bathrooms, even sometimes the movie theaters would be segregated, where blacks would sit in another area than whites. The schools were segregated. They weren't integrated back then down in North Carolina and Georgia and all those places I used to live. It's amazing when you think about it. And the fact that we have gone so far, but yet not far enough, is somewhat, in a way, scary. And the fact that now it seems like there's more people angrier than it was, but you know, you can get small segments of society with today's news that runs 24 hours a day that has a huge impact on the way people think.
Well, you know, watching the news this morning, the latest is that a lot of the representatives out of the California government are not going to go to the inauguration or support the inauguration in any way. So what you're doing there is
reinforcing.
Are you telling me that every single one of your constituents underneath you, if you're representing, like, say, the senator that's just is a Democrat, but they're still a senator of California, you know, there's other people underneath that are not just in her constituency.
Yeah.
Well, today Donald Trump will mark the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday today by meeting with the son of the civil rights icon. Today we observe the birthday of Martin Luther King, he tweeted. And he said the meeting is going to take place at Trump Tower early this afternoon. He said, celebrate Martin Luther King Day and all of the many wonderful things he stood for. Honor him for being the great man that he was. Okay. So
I tell you, you know, when people see, here's what happens is one side does something and then the other side needs to get even. So you've got 20 people that or 20 or maybe more of elected representatives said they are not going to come to the inauguration. And that includes the gentleman out of Atlanta, Georgia, who was the famous icon, the famous civil rights leader, who said that he believes the Trump presidency or election was illegitimate, and he's illegitimate. You can't do that. I mean, it's when they start when lawmakers start doing this in Congress and saying these things. Yes, you may be an individual, but you pack a punch out here saying that his presidency is illegitimate is wrong. It's just simply wrong. The fact is that if the Russians, get into the they hack into the Democrats. They hacked into the Democrats and released the Democrats' emails, and which you can say is that that influenced the election, did it? Or is it what the Democrats wrote, what they had in their emails that influenced the election? And then if you're going to say that, you can say, well, Comey did it from the FBI. Is Comey an FBI? Is he a Russian agent? I don't think so. So when you start getting into this and saying it's illegitimate, I mean, that's like saying, we should just give it to Hillary because she won by 2 million votes. Well, no, that's totally illegitimate because she didn't win the Electoral College, which is the way our country, our nation was set up. Our republic was set up. So when people start doing this, what it does, it leads to the next time. Like the one person that during Obama's State of the Union speech said liar. You remember that, Bob? And it was a Republican congressman. And that was so wrong. Even if what he said was true, it's so wrong for him to do that because that shows a total lack of respect. I don't care who you are. And he was castigated as he should have been. I don't even think he won re-election. I'm not sure. But here's the bottom line is it happened. It broke the shell. It broke the ceiling. It broke through the door. What's going to happen when Trump gives a speech and some guy stands up and says, you're lying, you're lying. You know, I mean, they're going to say, well, the Republicans did that, so it must be okay. So next time, it just heightens the hypocrisy of working together in bipartisanship. They're not going to do it. It just strengthens that wall that pushes them further apart. Because one side did it, the other side does it. It's a child's argument. Oh, they did it. Well, so it must be okay. You did it, so I can do it. It is such BS.
I'm sure that in the course of your long and storied military career, you occasionally found yourself serving under somebody you pretty much despised, but you carried out your orders.
Well, I never despised anybody. And there were times I've worked with people that we didn't like each other. I know it's hard to believe I'm such a likable guy, but we didn't like each other. But there was never a doubt in my mind that person wouldn't put his life on the line for me or me put my life on the line for him. Just because we had personal differences made no difference. You would have, troops never knew that we had a problem.
Yeah. And that's the point.
But that was the point. And we wouldn't even talk to each other away from base.
Yeah.
We'd be at events and we'd just ignore each other. Our wives would talk, but, that's okay. Until we finally, years later grew up and after we were, captains. Mm-hmm. And literally shook hands on it. And we couldn't even remember what it started it. But anyway, here's the bottom line is that you're right, that you've got to be able to work with people you don't agree with. And we're not seeing that. And we're not going to see that. And when you have things like this happen, it just reinforces the fact that, that they've got to start acting like grown-ups up there, except the fact that Trump got elected. Just accept the fact. And he's going to be there for 4 years, maybe 8. So you've got to do things to work to be able to push your agenda forward and work with him and the Republicans. Because right now, the Republicans control it all.
Yeah. Right now, putting not my president on Facebook and in the state legislature is not helping the process.
Yeah. And then the state says, we're going to fight Trump. We're going to spend millions of dollars of our taxpayers' money to fight the government.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Marines landing in Norway. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with Dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for Dish, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized Dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Run!
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, 16th of January. This portion of the show is brought to you by
B&T Satellite, Dish Network, a local B&T Satellite Dish Network guy. Doug Tooley, he's a veteran, and he's offering the Network Veterans Challenge. He wants to give the gift of free satellite service to an active duty military family this winter. For every 10 new services that Doug signs up for B&T Satellite, he will give a free year of service to an active duty military family. And yes, there are active duty military families in our area here. Not only that, but if you sign up for the service, you get $100 off your bill. Yep, a one-timer. And he's also got packages starting at $39.99. Think about that. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241 Dish 3474, or stop by the offices at 1007 Dana Drive, 1007 Dana Drive.
Also in the headlines today, some 300 U.S. Marines landed in Norway on today for six-month deployments, the first time since World War II that foreign troops have been allowed to be stationed there in a development which has irked Norway's Arctic neighbor, Russia.
Well, the Russians also, because there's troops moving into, I think they said, Poland. They've got NATO troops coming in or American troops coming into Poland. That's kind of like seems like it's pushing the Russians. The other number of Americans and something like 300 to 400 other Marines were heading into Iraq, and which is another bothersome thing because they're going to go out back into harm's way. And they're either going to be training or acting as security or something there. They may not be on the front lines, so let's hope. But, you know, when people ask me about their, you know, I met a lady the other day, in fact, that's they're coming over to the house, or her husband's coming over to the house today to do some work, is the fact that her both her kids, her daughter and her son, are in the Marines. And her daughter's in Hawaii learning how to work on helicopters. She's already been through the basic school, but she's there, and she said she loves it. And so she says, I worry about them. And I said, well, and I can't say this anymore. I can't say, well, you know, frankly, we're not really in combat, because we are. You never can tell what's going to happen in the next 6 months, whether you're going to ramp up and head back.
Wow. Well, also, it's something that we wanted to talk about, kind of changing the subject a little bit. You know, as I'm sitting here going through, you know, I look through different sites in the morning to kind of get what's breaking. Something that you saw that you want to talk about, but there's a wonderful ad in the Reuters section of this article. Grow rich from pot stock. Invest in these pot stocks now, and you could be laughing to the bank. But on that note,
you know, that's great, because we can segue into the Record Searchlights.
That's all about,
Record
baby.
Searchlights editorial. Now, the Record Searchlight before has kind of been up about holding the line against marijuana, but in this, I believe it's the Sunday edition, it urges Redding and Shasta County leaders to embrace Prop 64 and to bring marijuana into our county legally. It says, we are here, and it, you know, gave examples of the city of Shasta Lake, who has got three, what do they call those, collectives? Yeah, three collectives down there that sell marijuana in Shasta Lake. They've made over $400,000 in that little town from taxes and permits and fees. And they're saying, look, they've had no problems down there. Their streets aren't lined by criminals and these other things, and, you know, that they're making, and they're gaining tax money. And they talk about Humboldt County and the places over on the coast, and they said, look what we have. We have lines of communication. We have major corridors right here in the I-5 and the train. I never thought about shipping it by train. So that we should be really taking a look at this, that the instead of going out and spending all these millions of dollars eradicating it, well, the millions of dollars comes from the government, of course, which is our taxes, which is true. We should find ways that we can bring it in and make money off of the marijuana trade. It's here. It's going to stay. The major companies like Philip Morris and these places are getting into the marijuana trade. So now if you say you want to go out to a 400 or 500 acre piece of property, like Patrick Jones owns a 500 acre piece of property out there toward, Palo Cedro, well, past Palo Cedro. I just imagine, you know, I just wonder if Patrick Jones, if somebody came up and said, hey, I'd like to lease your land for $1,000 an acre. And think about that, Bob. $1,000 an acre, $400,000. Patrick Jones is out. He's got water. He's got it all right there. Now, it may not be the ideal growing spot, but hey, oh, you want to grow marijuana on my 400 acres and pay me $1,000 an acre? Okay. Then Patrick Jones walks away, lives in Fiji. I'm just using that as an example. Of course, Patrick would never do that. But there are other people that there's places around here to grow. Could you make it into like a 500-acre farm someplace and use it as a cash crop? Or you could have a facility where you can't see it out there, where after it's, you know, after all the marijuana is harvested, it goes in there and they put it in the little buds and all that. There was, you know, the Blue Collar Millionaires. Mm-hmm. You ever watch that?
Yes.
It's really a great little show. It talks about people, and one of the first show of the whole series was
Boyce Muse
and how he grew from nothing. He and his beautiful wife grew from nothing. You know, wagering everything on buying this piece of equipment and doing this, and built themselves up into, you know, where he's a blue collar millionaire. And there's many in this town are, but they had the story of these two guys, these two young men that they were entrepreneurs, and they looked and they decided to get into the business of making those little those little, like, those little drug containers, little pop top containers that they put marijuana in.
Oh my goodness.
They are now multimillionaires, and they make these containers all different colors, all different sizes, all different shapes. And you can buy that. And then they've gotten into other things like rental properties or rental equipment and all that. But this is how they started, and they still sell a lot of these. So if you see the marijuana coming out in these, and not, I'm not talking baggies, but these cute little containers with a pop top, and they can make them so they're
pop a top.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but they can also make them child safe, you know, so that, you know, a kid can't get into them, and you can do that.
Better in a Ziploc.
That's one of the ways they made money. That's one of the ways they became a millionaire.
Well, so, on the other side of the world.
Well, wait a minute. Just
finish what you thought there.
What do you think about this? Should Shasta County and Redding get into marijuana and let's reap the harvest of the taxes and permit fees, and then put another 25 cops on, you know, on the beat, open up another jail, and why not use it to fight crime?
I can't stand the thought of it.
I don't know. It's not your sort of movie, but are you familiar with the film WALL-E, where in the future humanity lays around in an induced haze while robots do all the work? Are we not headed that direction?
No, that could be.
I don't know about you, but when the pot is in season, or whatever you want to call it, the crop when times are you know, what is this called? It's called
when they harvest. When they do the harvesting.
Yeah.
As buds for you.
My air, what I breathe into my nose, that smell has changed for me. And sometimes you walk outside and it's pungent and it gets on your clothes. And it's just, it's like a fog in the air. And it's one thing that when a skunk is killed on the road, but it's another thing when you've got the skunk, what they call it, with the weed skunk. Now.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, before you go there, here, get this one. This is REU fee increase. And if we're all stoned, we don't care how the city council is doing. It says clients in Oregon are getting paid $500 per plant they allow to be grown on their property. Already up to 36, and will probably accept more this year.
36 what?
36 plants.
Per person?
No. They're being paid $500 per plant they allow to be grown on their property.
Right.
So they're allowing 36 plants right now to be grown times 500. And then they said they'll probably take more this year.
Okay, so I'm asking you to take this down. When you're saying 36, you mean that
36 plants.
36 in various locations, or 36 plants per person?
No,
at $500 each.
No, 36 plants, period.
Okay.
Are grown on their property.
There
Not
you go.
Per person.
Okay.
36 plants per or
36
individual
plants
on. Okay, I'm sorry.
That have been allocated to different homes.
I don't know. It didn't say that. But
okay, that's what I'm
36.
Trying to get. So then, in other words, each person may get $500 if they grow one plant.
No. One guy has
one plant.
Has 36 plants.
There
on
we go.
His
that's what I was trying to get to. So he's got 36 at $500 each.
I'm cutting you off. I'm cutting me off then, because if I need to explain that more.
No, I just bobbed it out. Anyway.
Okay. It's not even placed in the ground. It is placed in planters on top of their property.
Okay. So one person can make $500 per plant if he lets that grow in his backyard.
Now, we know people, and we're close to people that have got property up in Trinity County that said their next door neighbor was leasing their property for $60,000 for an acre. Think about that. That's how much. It's that's why people are looking at getting into
hey
this.
Fork.
Hey fork.
Hey fork. Okay, President.
You may not
Philippine
have teeth,
President. Now, on the other hand, on the other part of the world,
no, the Philippines President
Rodrigo Duterte has said he would impose martial law if the drug problem became very virulent. Just a month after dismissing a nonsense any suggestion he might do so. He made a brutal war on drugs a central pillar of his administration since he took office in the middle of last year. But since July, more than 6,000 people have been killed in the anti-drug campaign in both police operations and unexplained killings by suspected vigilantes. More than 1 million drug peddlers and users have been arrested or have surrendered to authorities.
Yeah, this is in the Philippines. And
oh, I'm
this
just
guy,
saying.
This guy is a – I mean, you can talk about wackos. But this guy is certified, and he said drugs are destroying our society, so we're going to destroy drug dealers. And they don't do it with trials. They just go up to them and kill them. Now, here's the worst part about that is that you can accuse somebody of being a drug dealer, and somebody will take them, arrest them, and you don't have to have any proof. You just have to accuse. It's like, you know, the heyday of the most communist nations where, you know, people reporting on each other, and they do it to get, oh, they may want their property.
Or McCarthyism.
Well, it's not McCarthyism. We're not. No. There's no. McCarthyism is you could report on somebody, but they were not hauled out and killed.
Well, not killed, but their careers were destroyed in many cases.
In many cases, yes.
Hey, let's take a break.
But there's a difference between, okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Speaking of all these criminals that are out there and the propagation of marijuana and all that, you got to be able to defend yourself. The sheriff will tell you this. The chief of police will tell you this. If you can't defend yourself, then you're going to be in trouble. It takes them anywhere from 12 minutes to 2 hours to get to you, depending on if you're in the city or if you're in the county. If you can't defend yourself, you need to find somebody that can't. Well, the police or the sheriffs can't be there. So the best thing to do then is to always be able to rely on yourself. Northern Firearms Instruction is the business of retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, and his instructors are all NRA trained instructors. He has some of the best instruction in Northern California and now down into Central and Southern California in CCW. Not only that, but advanced classes in pistol and in carbine, handling of the carbine. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. When we come back,
let's talk about the inauguration.
The people that are getting hammered.
Yeah.
Because they said they were going to perform there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is
Gas your lights. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 a.m.
Ooh, that smell!
Woo!
Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell!
Not sure what he's referring to, but...
The next door crow you were talking about.
I know, but I mean, when he was writing this, I wonder if he was talking about that.
No, he's talking about people, of course, who are addicted, have the scent of death about them.
Ooh. You know, the songs back then, I'm sorry. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. Speaking of smell, they've got great scent candles in there. Oh, gosh. The smell of new clothing. We love that. Lots of gifts, hard to find by for your friend. Designer brands, Brighton, the largest home of Brighton in the North State. Dandelion, located at my favorite boutique in town, by the way, located 1322 Pine Street. Okay, we were talking about inauguration. All right, so people pulling out. Country music star Toby Keith will be performing. And I'm saying, what's somebody just stands up and says, you know what, get over it. I'm going to sing at the presidential. It would be like me saying, if Hillary was in office and I had the great chance to sing at the White House, you bet. Whoever's in the White House, I'm going to. It's my American, the patriotic nature of me. It doesn't mean that we may agree or disagree or whatever it is. But so many people, I'm finding this really hard for me to swallow. Toby Keith is going to perform Make America Great Again. And he's saying, I'm not apologizing for performing for our country or our military. This is what he said in a statement to Entertainment Weekly after hearing some criticism for his decision. I performed at events to previous presidents, George Bush, Barack Obama, and over 200 shows in Iraq and Afghanistan for the USO. So no matter who's in office, you still have people, remember, serving in other parts of the world. Well, so it seems that, and I know you've got something to say, that Jennifer Holliday was slated to perform but backed out on Saturday. She apologized to the LGBTQ community for agreeing to perform in the first place. To me, that's ridiculous. Stand up and sing and do it. Say, I am representing you. What are you going to go hide in the closet for 4 more years? That's ridiculous. Anyway, so is that strident? Somebody get a caller saying, I'm too strident. Charlotte Church, she's a Welsh singer, has turned down. Rebecca Sin Ferguson, the British X Factor, she would only perform if she could sing the song Strange Fruit. Okay, now Jackie Evancho is going to perform America's Got Talent. Beautiful. So anyway, I don't know. Bob, you got something to pitch in here.
I recall a person who you regarded as a friend turning down a paying gig on their perception, not even a reality, on their perception of what a talk radio station was. And you asked them to perform some work for you, and he refused based on his perception, not even his reality. Remember that?
Yes. Somebody who I know who's a big voiceover, somebody I went to high school with, who's gay. And when I said, gee, here's the station, and I want him to do some voiceover work when we first started, he looked at our lineup and he said, I'm sorry, I can't agree for me to use my talent with the shows that you're running.
Work must be good if you can turn down gigs like that.
Well, I mean, yes. To me, it's just like saying, I'm sorry, I can't come to your house because you're straight. You know, it's the same. Reverse your finger, point your finger that way, turn it back on yourself and see how does that feel. So, you know, it's really interesting because I know that I'm going to be heading down to a couple things that I have to do down in the desert. Reunions, go down in Hollywood territory. And it's going to be interesting because I'm trying to already prepare myself for I don't want to talk about politics. It's kind of like what we talked about over the Thanksgiving table. I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to. I just want to be try to make a peaceful America. And that means that I can do that within my, I'm not going to do little cliques because cliques become bullies. And so what can you do to make it great and be a better person? I need some input here.
Well, I think that the idea that stars, I think Zoe Saldana said it when she said that she learned a lot. She learned, received a lot of humility after this election because she realized that stars, the celebrities were becoming bullies and they were picking on this guy. And what it did was it just caused a sense of empathy with a lot of people out there that said, you know what, he's saying a lot of things, or he believes in this country and Christianity and all of this stuff. And she said it caused, she says it for sure caused a backlash. And Mark Wahlberg said, you know what, you guys got to understand, they may go to see your pictures and they may buy your CDs, but that's, you know, you're just, you don't put food on their table. You don't work at the jobs they work at. They've got nothing in common with you. You are there to entertain them. One person said, you're like marionettes that once, you know, after I finish watching you, you go back, you know, I turn the TV off or the,
I walk out
of the movie or the song's over. You're back in the box. You're right, Bob. You're back in the box. You know, what you say has no impact on me. You know, Meryl Streep talking about, even though she didn't mention Trump, but she got all this, you know, this great,
I watched it yesterday and you know what I have to tell you that I don't think is as bad. Did I just interrupt you? I'm just saying that I watched it yesterday. I watched the Golden Globes, and I don't think it's as bad. What she was saying is that she went through the history of where everybody came from and where they were born and where they were raised, and that we're all kind of in this thing together. So I didn't, you know, it's basically – and, you know, even Arianna Huffington, years ago, she would say we're all immigrants. Immigrants made – we watched Gangs of New York the other day. You know, America was made from people from all over the world that came to America for an ideal. So we have to remember that.
Well, you can remember that. And the thing about it, too, is though, you know, the Hollywood, you got to remember who Hollywood is. Hollywood is against conservatives and can stand up and say all these things about what they want. But yet they honor a pedophile by the name of Polanski who drugged and raped a 12-year-old girl. Maybe she was 13. Drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl, and yet he was awarded the Academy Award. Guess what? He couldn't come to America to receive it because the second he steps onto the tarmac, they're going to arrest him, and he gets a standing ovation from people like Meryl Streep and the rest of these. So this is what I think of Hollywood. I think they are wrapped in their cocoons. I think that they have nothing in common with you or me. Or the vast majority of the people out there. I'm talking about the big stars. I'm not talking about the ones that are working, you know, working electricians and all this. Because a lot of them are, you know, they're middle America. They're making decent money off TV and all this. And if they say anything like, well, I thought Trump had something good to say last night, they would never work back there again.
Well, it's true. There are so many closeted conservatives. And we Well, you and I have been married 9 years, 8 years ago when we started the station. We did have somebody that we knew that was a director from L.A. that said that they have, like, private meetings.
Can you
private meetings
can
of
you
the
imagine
conservatives.
That? It's kind of like they're meeting behind closed doors.
They have
doors.
To meet behind closed doors. Otherwise, they don't get work. Okay. Now, today is called Blue Monday. Don't let this affect you. It's just something the scientists got together. Calculation based on factors such as weather conditions, debt levels this time since Christmas, and failing New Year's resolutions. It was created in 2005 to sell summer holidays, she said in a blog post. Since then, it has become a yearly PR event, primary device to promote and sell things. So today is called Blue Monday. It's supposed to be the third Monday in January, supposedly the gloomiest day of all the year. People come down from the holiday highs and look towards the distant light of summer. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a new beginning. There's a lot of chaos going on in the world. And, you know, we just kind of get up and think, okay, you know, there's a lot of exciting things. Like our next guest is
Dale Ball.
It's not necessarily doom and gloom. It's he's making movement. He's making
a difference in yes. our city.
Can't wait to hear about this when we come back after KCNR 1460 and these messages.
And news coming up next on KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. His inauguration just days away now, President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to respond to critics in the intelligence community and some Democrat lawmakers in Congress who are vowing to skip his swearing-in ceremony this week. Transition team spokesman Sean Spicer, meanwhile, telling NBC's Today Show that President Obama's health care law has failed to make health insurance affordable. That's why it has to be repealed and replaced.
The competition is sorely missing. We're not negotiating with drug manufacturers to drive the cost down. We're not instilling a sense of competition to allow them to negotiate over state lines. There's a lot of things missing, which by their very nature would drive the cost down.
In a Washington Post interview, Donald Trump promised that his plan will replace the nation's health care law and provide universal coverage, albeit more through private means than through government mandates. On his final foreign trip as vice president, Joe Biden is calling on the incoming administration to continue sanctions against Russia, stemming from that country's annexation of Crimea. Biden spoke during a meeting in Ukraine with that country's president. Trump had indicated in a Times of London interview he could end those sanctions in return for a nuclear arms reduction deal. The International Monetary Fund has now raised its growth forecast for the world economy, saying there will be an expansion of 3.4% this year.
In producing this forecast, the IMF's economists have had to make some assumptions about the policies Donald Trump's administration will pursue. They expect tax cuts and spending to boost the U.S. economy. China's slowdown continues, though the IMF now thinks it will be less pronounced this year than it previously expected. The decline in Russia and Brazil will probably end, though neither country is expected to experience strong growth. There are several risks the report identifies, including a shift toward protectionist policies that would impede international trade.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. U.S. stock markets closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday. Overseas, shares have been mostly lower. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Five people have died, 12 are wounded after shootings at two nightclubs in the international vacation resort of Playa del Carmen in Mexico. James Bleers has more.
Mexican authorities say the shootings happened at the Blue Parrot and the Jungle nightclubs and appear to involve a lone gunman. At the first venue, the gunman reached the VIP section and opened fire at security staff. People stampeded into the street, and then shots could be heard in the second nearby location. This happened on the last night of a 10-day electronic music hall festival, which has been held for 10 successive years without incident up to now. Playa del Carmen, which is close to Cancun, is a world-renowned international vacation resort.
That's James Lear's reporting from Mexico City. A powerful storm system has unleashed strong winds and torrential rains across much of Texas, knocking out power, damaging homes, and flooding streets. Even kept fans in the NFC playoff game last night stuck in AT&T Stadium for an extra hour. More from townhall.com. Britain's Labour Party warning the British government that it needs to be careful in its negotiations to actually carry out the Brexit manoeuvre. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is critical of the Brexit.
There are people who are worried on the points I've made about universities, about education. They're also worried about the practicalities of it all, because clearly air pollution is an issue, clearly management of the seas and fish is an issue. There are many issues on which there's going to be an awful lot more debate and discussion.
as British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. Countries with policies aimed at spurring economic growth should focus more on improving living standards and easing inequality. That's the recommendation today from the World Economic Forum, which organizes an annual gathering of political and business leaders from around the world. It's underway in Switzerland now. It says most countries are, quote, missing important opportunities to raise economic growth and reduce inequality at the same time. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's filling up here. We have Exter, REU Fee Increase, Mike, Dr. Maria, Onion Grower. Others are in here talking about great things. And, of course, I'm here with Linda.
Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It is your walk-in place for coffee at Espresso Joe's, any kind of coffee, and coffee beans by the pound, as well as a wonderful walk-in humidor. And let's go to the weather. It's currently 38 degrees with our highs today of 62 and our lows of 36. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Sally.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. It's Monday.
Yes, it is Monday, and it's a wonderful Monday. This Monday at the Reading Patriots, we have two guests, local guests, who are going to speak to our group. The first one is Preston Sharp. He's the young man who honors the veteran's grave, and he has a new companion that he is coming to tell our group about. He's adopted a pet dog that belongs to one of the residents at the veterans home. And he's bringing, so we're going to meet him and talk to, with him about what he's doing. And then we also have Angie Watson going to come and kind of let us know what she's got in mind as far as politically here in Reading.
Okay, well, she's going to be on tomorrow, and, of course, we have Dale Ball on today from Shasta Support Service, and we're going to be talking about all the things. We need to stir this pot and get our city leaders to start doing something, or then if they can't, get out of the way of people that want to.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and this new talk of changing the city flag. I mean, we must address that.
It's done.
Is so important.
It's done. They've already done it. I hope it didn't take a lot of time. I've seen the new flag. It's going to be something they're going to do tomorrow night.
Among other things
they're going to do.
You missed a great happening on Saturday.
500 people there.
Probably 450 to 500 people all squeezed into the Anderson Senior Center.
They're standing room only.
It was. And we had a great presentation there by our sheriffs and Sam Paredes, who will be at our meeting next Monday. So if people didn't get their questions answered or asked on Saturday, they can come to our meeting next Monday, and Sam will be there.
I understand, too, some people are talking about having another one at the Veterans Center, Veterans Hall, where you can get more people in there and focus on things that people can do and the new laws too, so it's just started.
I don't think you can do too many of these Second Amendment rallies.
Well, if that way we can also exercise our First Amendment.
Absolutely. So tonight, come on out to the Reading Patriots. We meet at 6 o'clock at 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Okay, 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
You bet, Sally.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And by the way, we went to a crab feed on Saturday at Anderson Rotary. It was a really nice event. About 1,000 people there at the Shasta Fairgrounds. Volume 100, if there's a volume. the top of the chart volume.
I bet you would never think that this woman next to me could eat more crab than me, but she did.
It gets pretty loud in that building. Yeah, it's all metal and kind of rattles around.
It does. Okay. Hey, we're here with Dale Ball. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, and happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Historical times.
Definitely.
Now, he was changing things, and I like to think that that's things that you're doing. So tell us a little bit about Dale Ball.
I guess just kind of a person who's lived here all my life and just kind of got to a point where I'm fed up with this town. I'm fed up with all the crime, fed up with our city leaders who just don't want to listen and are just constantly telling us and making excuses why they can't. You know, and we see so many other towns in California that, you know, California is bad with all the laws we have, but at least they're figuring out ways to work around it. And up here, they just want to make excuses. You know, like Sally said, we're worried about flags. We're trying to buy golf courses. We have bigger problems than that.
Well,
and we know this. Let's tell our listeners, maybe first-time listeners, again, maybe they're home today and they're listening to the radio for the first time. What is the solution and what are you doing? How are you involved in making a change?
Well, our group's kind of a boots on the ground. We see a problem, we try to go out and fix it. I mean, sometimes we might have to ask for forgiveness afterwards because we don't always ask for permission. But, you know, there's garbage all over in a park. We go out and we clean it up. We see veterans groups struggling with not getting enough people to help out. We come and volunteer. Just recently, some of my volunteers were on the news for helping out the veteran up there that his house was flooding. We just show up and we help, and that's what our group does. We have helped out with a lot of local events. Speaking of crab feeds, we have One Safe Place crab feed coming up here February 4th.
Right.
And our group will be taking care of a full section this year.
Oh, okay. You mean doing the serving?
Doing the serving,
that?
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know what?
When you say our group, what is our group?
Shasta Support Service.
Now, everybody's a volunteer.
100% volunteers. They're all spending their own money on fuel, gas to get there. We have to pay dump fees, buying garbage bags. You know, pretty much everything we do is out of our pocket.
Well, the thing about it is when you're doing – how many members are in this?
We have a couple thousand on our Facebook page. I mean, but, you know, actually showing up the day of, you know, we've gotten 150 people to show up.
Wow.
Wait, did somebody put out the word, we're going now this Saturday or this Sunday, we're going blah, blah, blah. Is it a weekend thing or is it whatever when the call comes?
When the call comes, somebody usually will post something on Facebook. The guy down in Anderson that, you know, he lost all of his house and everything. He just got
fired.
To his kids, yes. Yeah. And, you know, somebody put a post, hey, we need help. One of my volunteers just happened to be, you know, off of work, and he is an awesome guy. He ran around town all day long picking up, you know, donations and delivered them all to him. It's definitely a team effort. A lot of people, our members, you know, they just will post something and then the community will jump in and help.
What are you seeing with the, and I know that we're going to get into this on a deeper level, but what do you see with our homeless camps? I mean, if you had to pick a number out from the sky of what you've seen, what would that be in the ish factor?
Are we talking a number of
homeless camps?
The actual camps? There's actually lots, in the plus 50 range for sure.
Plus 50, and inside of those camps could be how many people?
You know, some of them have, you know, three or four people. Some of them, we've seen some of the larger camps where you've gotten 40 and 50 people.
Really?
40 or 50 people in a camp.
Some of the ones that were up there on Shuffleberger's property on Canyon, there was a huge number of people up there on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all, you know, the county and the city and code enforcement. We didn't really get involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Is that where – what's the canyon behind Mercy?
That would be Linden Canyon.
Okay.
That was another huge one. And, we've cleaned it up once, but the original big time that it was done, Nick Bundy did all the work there and worked with the city on that.
He brought a front loader in there and it's on private property, you don't have to have the same rules as you do on public property.
No, right? you don't. But they still went in and gave everybody notice.
Yeah.
That canyon actually, part of it is city. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different private. So it was really the second time we cleaned it up with, we worked with the city with Bob Brennan and
kind of, you know, cleaned it all out. I think Nick hauled 70-some tons of trash out of there.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that when we get back. We're here with Dale Ball from Shasta Support Service, and you formed this, right? Is this your baby?
Me and another guy, Michael.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by a veteran-owned business right here in town and a great business, Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the HVAC business for well over 20 years. Been voted best in the North State. And they could be voted every year best in the North State. That's how good they are. Any make or model, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is who we use, and we recommend without reservation Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Dale Ball.
Ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 38 degrees, going up to 62 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, and this portion of the show, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. You know, they can fix cracks and chips in your windshield. Before you think about having your windshield completely replaced, go to Jeff at Crackmaster. He's located on Market Street, 3208. You can give him a call at 241-8373. That's Crackmaster. Go call for an appointment today.
We're with Dale Ball, who started up Shasta Service, Support Service, and who does a lot of different things around town that the city doesn't do or can't do, and cleanups. But he also helps. They also help out with people that are in need too. And so this is kind of a good thing that you all do. Now, let's talk about. Now you get into the cleaning of the homeless camps here. The police have got one person, I think, assigned. That's Bob Brennan.
Yes, Bob Brennan, who just works his butt off.
I know. And then they have a part-time graffiti guy. I'm not
they
sure.
Still have him. Lynn Harriet. He's a volunteer also.
Okay, he's a volunteer too.
Excellent.
So both these guys, and one of them, I think it was Bob Brennan, became the one of the heroes of Reading here, officially designated that, as he should be. Now, when you get into these camps, it's not just the camps. It's after you clean them up, you have to do something to keep people from moving back into them. Is that correct?
Well, that usually falls on the property owner,
right?
To start clearing out the brush, getting the no trespassing signs up. But unfortunately, the no trespassing signs don't really get enforced in our town. So that's kind of another problem.
Is this the type of thing that, I mean, Angie is starting some kind of, she's trying, and we're more than happy to push along with this, a political movement to force our leadership into doing something. For so long, all we've heard is we don't have enough people. We don't have enough money. We don't have this. We don't have that. But we sure have enough transients and homeless people out there in these camps taking over parks where we literally are having to fence off parks from people down here at Library Park.
It's a sad state of affairs.
And is it going to take people like yourself forming groups of 150, 200, 300 people that just come through and clean this place up and just – then what, though? After – if it's city property, they can come right back in.
That kind of has been the catch-22 on the whole thing. And we've been concentrating more on the private property owners that are, getting all this damage on their property. And then, of course, they get contacted by the neighbors or whoever else. And then the city contacts them, look, you got to clean this up. And a lot of them don't have the means.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the means to haul 4 tons of trash out of their creek, up the hill, and out of there.
What kind of things do you find?
Lots of garbage. Lots of donated clothes that just get thrown in the creek. And sadly, lots of needles.
Yeah.
We used to see a lot of booze bottles back in the day, but you really don't see the booze bottles anymore. It's just needles.
Do you think this idea of a methadone clinic will help? This is just your opinion.
I'm still kind of torn on it. I mean, I know we already have people driving from Reading all the way to Chico for the clinic, so it's going to save them, money on not having to do that. The fact that they decided to put it right over by a school, I'm not a big fan of.
Oh, okay. Now, I did see that. How close are they to which school?
Rother and Parsons.
Mm-hmm. Really? I thought they had to be like 1,000 feet away.
Well, they're 1,000 feet away, but I mean.
It's still close, huh?
It's still close.
Well, but they also say is that, there's somebody on Facebook that I somehow became friends with, and I'm not sure how it was. Must have been I'm not sure, but she's talking about finishing off her methadone. Her methadone time and how she started at 260 cc's of methadone a day, and now she's down to like 4, and now she's getting off it, and she's got a job and all these things. I don't even know this woman. I think she's the daughter of somebody I knew, and that's the only reason I think of it. Doesn't even live in the state, lives up in Washington State, yet she's off of heroin now. And into this, and she's got a life. So I'm thinking, I never thought in Reading that I would welcome a methadone clinic or the Guardian Angels. And yet, here's two things that are happening that might help solve some of the problems.
Most definitely. We were very welcoming for the Guardian Angels to come in. They're a great organization. We've really tried to work with them on a lot of stuff. And they're all great people, and they're doing really wonderful things here.
You've been watching this. You've been in the middle of this, Dale, for how long? Couple years?
About 3 years now. 3 years. Shasta Support Service has been around for almost 2 years.
I've got somebody in here says it's well past time to take the gloves off in regards to the homeless problem.
and homeless being, you know, he's got it in parentheses. There are homeless, and then there's transients that are there and just collecting the stuff. How would you handle this?
Well, we need to get tough and enforce the laws that our city has. We are a city, we're a state, we're a country of laws. And when lawlessness happens, we've got the state that we're in now. I mean, we can't continue to dance around this subject, to sidestep it. We've got to address it straight up and get rid of the problem.
How much of this is caused by, you think, the, in your opinion, is caused by the lack of a place to put these guys and girls? In other words, a jail.
A jail is our number one problem here in Northern California. No two ways about it. And I think the Board of Supervisors race, when you saw both incumbents get voted out, was a direct result of the fact that our jail situation has just never been addressed.
Well, I think that it the problem is, I think it has been addressed, and nobody's doing anything about it. And the ones that voted against the expansion of it, Kehoe and Modi. Modi ran for re-election. Nobody ran against him except a guy whose name was Mr. Moon or something like that. It is going to be interesting to see what, you know, so what's the plan? I mean, the whole thing comes back down to the fact we don't have enough, if we don't have that 100 spaces it's going to take or 200 spaces to take the worst people off the streets. But that's not going to address, that could be part of the crime problem, but it's not going to address all these homeless camps out there. Is it time to have a more of a structured way of trying to meet this? Maybe a, you know, trying to see if, you know, if through grants and other types of money to find a place to put 200 people up. Would that solve it?
I don't know if that would necessarily solve it, because there's a portion that just don't want to be helped. I mean, the mission is doing great things. They got, I think, 240 some people housed last year off the streets. They broke the poverty, you know, the cycle of poverty by them getting jobs. It wasn't just a free house. Mm-hmm. And they're never full. They don't kick people out because of capacity down there. You know, if you break the rules, you get kicked out, but not capacity.
Where's this at?
The Mission.
Oh, at the Mission. Okay.
There's so many wonderful agencies in this town doing great work to help the people who want to be helped. Sadly, there's a portion of that don't want to be helped, that just want to run around and steal all of our stuff while we're sleeping. And
do you ever see the people whose camps you're clearing out?
Most of the time, law enforcement's already cleared the camp out. Mm-hmm. We're coming in because the property owner's been notified by the city or whatever else, and we really, I mean, from time to time we do, but not as much as people think. The perception from the town is that we're just walking in there and, you know, kicking everybody out right then and taking all their stuff and leaving. And that's just so not the facts.
Well, we have a friend that has the property across from somebody we know that we like very much, across from Wind River. And there's encampments in there. Started fires. She's the one that has the horses.
That would be Chris. Yes.
Right. Okay. That seems to be never ending. It's a problem in there.
It's exactly never ending. And the same with the property up Canyon. I think that's Shuffleberger's property. He's had nothing but problems. And, you know, he went in there with some front end loaders years ago and kind of cleaned it out, and then got, you know, people got mad at him for, you know, clearing out all their stuff. We did a piece of property just south of Chris's there by Snitzer Steel for a lady that they, same thing, they were, you know, elderly, didn't have the means really to clean it up, so we came in there, and I think we pulled about 4 tons out of that property.
I can just imagine the stuff you find. I've seen photos of it, and I know, frankly, I haven't done it. And the reason I haven't come out there, and no offense, is that I just don't want to get involved with the cleaning up of that stuff and all the other things I've done in my life where we've had to do stuff like that. And, you know, I guess it's – maybe I should. Maybe I should go out there one day and just do it, so I can come in here and just talk about just how horrible it is.
You've had to be on the battleground with
done your time. Well, it's not fun. You know, we do try to lighten it up by, you know, having at least a decent fun time and joking around with each other to kind of put aside the stuff that
I'd worry about,
rotting food that's sitting there. And,
What about the needles? How do you handle that? You just shovel them up, or I mean, is there that many of them? Is there that
Well, the Mercy Canyon, the time that we cleaned it, which would be after the first time they did it.
After you took out all those tons of stuff.
Okay, after they took out all the tons and we came back and did it last summer, we only hauled, I think, 5,000 pounds of garbage out that time. But my Sharps containers got all filled up. Wow. And they came to me, the volunteers said, we need more Sharps containers. So I handed them a 5-gallon bucket I just happened to find in a camp. And they filled it.
With needles.
Filled it with needles.
How do you, with your clothes and your hands, get to, picker-uppers?
Yeah, okay. We use the picker-uppers. We just got a really good donation from one of our volunteers, and Ace Hardware just happened to have them on sale, so I bought 15 more pickers.
Those things you just, okay.
Exactly. Wow. It that way you're not touching them.
Then you have the gold or the boots that, you know, I mean, you can always step on stuff and it can go, yeah.
I wear my tennis shoes, but I'd recommend good boots when
yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dale Ball. She has to support service. And these are the people that go out, volunteers, and clean up the tons of garbage and trash at these homeless camps. Plus, they do a lot of other things, too, like helping people that are in trouble, getting their places cleaned up, if there's been a disaster. But what they're doing is for people that can't afford to get their private property cleaned up from all the homeless, or these transient camps that are there, they'll come in and do it. And we're just talking about the amount of syringes and all the needles they find out there, plus all the trash and garbage. And it's just, you know, my hat's off to y'all for coming out there and doing that, Dale, because somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, it'd be pushing its way down into the streets by now. Maybe that's what it needs. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in the city of Reading with a trained watch repairman, the only one in the area that can fix your watches. They are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Again, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Let me tell you, you're looking for a place to get a haircut, it's the best place in the world. Man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business, where they get veteran and senior discounts. And a big shout out to DC, who had his knee operated on. Talked to him Friday, and he's going to be off his knee though for a month or so. So you can go in there and still get those great haircuts. Or Logan and Tim, and they've got another gent in there that I think it's Chip or Chris or something like that. I didn't get a chance to meet him. I'll do it next time. Hey, we're here with Dale Ball, who's started, he and another, his one of his friends started up the Shasta Support Service, which goes out there and cleans up the homeless camps and without being paid. And somebody just called, and they do it, and everybody's volunteering for this thing. Of course, it costs money. Somebody just called in and said, hey, look, how do we donate money to help you?
So how do they do that? I don't have a P.O. box yet, but most of the time somebody can just either private message me on Facebook or get on our group, Shasta Support Service, on Facebook, and we'll make arrangements to meet up with you, one of the volunteers. We have a great team of leaders.
Okay. And so somebody will meet with you, and or you'll send somebody out and be more than happy to take donations, because this costs money.
It does cost money, and we do have a checking account with Shasta Support Service, so all the money goes into that account, and the only thing it's used for is the dire needs, which would be the dump fees, trash bags, things like that. We don't, you know, none of the volunteers take any money for gas or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you shouldn't have to be paying for everything. Okay. You said people, you know, have you thought about getting into politics here? Did somebody just say not to ask that and I just missed it when I was getting coffee?
Oh, that's funny. I've definitely had some people ask me. I kind of feel right now, just the way we're running our group and the things we're able to do, that we can get more done as a group on the outside edges than we can getting drug into the political cycle of what's going on in City Hall.
Does somebody need to be on Facebook in order for Dale to find out when your cleanups are? If they want to take part in this, how do they find the postings?
We do use Facebook because it just time-wise, it's so much easier just to put one post out there and people either see it or they don't, and we all meet up and go out. We're not really a group of having meetings, or we usually look at the 2 hours that was wasted in that meeting. We could have went and cleaned up an entire park.
There you go. I see here one of the Dr. Maria says another great way to donate is to buy coffee and snacks for the cleanup.
Yeah, that's great.
Does that include donuts?
You know, one of the first cleanups that we had, one of my favorite volunteers, Nancy, showed up. She's a 80-something-year-old lady that is just the most wonderful person, and she showed up to our cleanup with a box full of donuts, and that just made our day.
Well, there you go. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. You have a statement or a question for Dale?
We petition the city. The least they could do is waive the dump fees. You're doing the city a favor.
Are you having to pay for dump fees?
Let's push that. Tomorrow night's meeting, I'm sure there will be a number of people at tomorrow night's city council meeting. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much. Very informative.
Okay, Gary, thanks. Are y'all having to pay the dump fees?
If it's on public property, which would be City of Reading property, we do get the fees waived. But Bob Brennan takes care of most of that anyway, so we're not doing a lot of that. But if it's on somebody's private property that trickled off maybe next to the city property, then no, the private landowner has to pay, or we pay most of the time.
Okay. We're just seeing some photos of you and Dr. Maria and
Maria,
somebody
hi.
Else.
That would be Sandra. She is our event coordinator. She basically handles scheduling everything, the cleanups.
The event coordinator.
That's cool.
Well, I was double booking us, and I got in trouble and yelled at for doing that. So everything goes through her now.
Okay.
That's great. Organization.
I know what double booking's like. Okay, yes, Carl, the group donates everything. You know, that's a good idea. You know what? If I see what they're saying. If it's on public property, you get it done. But if it's on private property, you know. But are you all paying for that, or the property owners?
Sometimes we do pay for it if the property owners just don't have the money, or sometimes we just clean up some areas that nobody wants to deal with, that nobody really wants to take responsibility for, so we just go clean it up.
Well, who is the how much does it cost for a dump fee?
If you're taking it to the transfer station, it's $70 a ton. If you want to run it all the way out to Clear Creek, it's, I believe, $48 a ton, but then you have your time, your fuel, your wear and tear on your vehicle.
So $70 a ton, and you bring in there 5 tons, that's $350. So, wow.
Well, we cleaned up 54 tons last year.
So who pays for that?
Most of the time our volunteers out of their pockets.
Out of their pockets.
Or, you know, the landowners have helped us out. Some of the landowners that we've cleaned, you know, definitely help us out on at least paying the dump fees.
Isn't the, and this question is, I see what this guy is getting at. It isn't, the city is partially responsible for private property damage. But
well, when they don't enforce the no trespassing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, Dale. How are you, buddy?
Great.
You know, I don't know if the folks realize what Dale does for the community, but he is one of the most unselfish, quiet leaders that really leads by example that I've ever met. And Dale, thank you for everything you do, buddy.
Thanks, Terry. I really appreciate that.
I mean, you're amazing. Yesterday, Saturday, when we were doing the Second Amendment meeting, I was facilitating one side of the room with the questions, and look right behind me, there's Dale sitting behind me. I mean, he's everywhere. And I just really appreciate how you're involved in this community, the unselfish things you do. And you're a blessing to this community, my friend, and I just think people need to know that. That's all.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, you probably don't get a lot of recognition for this.
Well, the city of Anderson has been great about they actually invited our group to the State of the City. And you know, did a really nice video presentation and really gave us good accolades of what we were doing for the city.
Well, not that you're doing it for that.
No,
I mean,
we're not.
Just looking at you, you're not – you know what? If nobody said a word on it, you didn't really want to – you know, we kind of trapped you on this about coming in and those kind of things. I think it's great what you're doing, buddy. And if there's anything that we can do – and think about this. You know, I mean, if you want to have it announced on if who's your event coordinator, Sandy or what's her
Sandra.
Name? Sandra. If Sandra sends us an email, we can talk about it on the air or do whatever it takes. But I think that what everybody does need to do is when we have one of these things, is everybody show up one time, at least once, to see the kind of stuff that you're picking up. And, you know, I mean, has any of the city council ever been out there?
The only city council member from here in Reading that's ever showed up for a cleanup would be Gary Cadd. He's participated in a couple. He actually went down to Cottonwood and helped us do a cleanup down there, which wasn't even, you know, in the, you know, obviously in the city, but he definitely came out and helped. He's been a great supporter of ours pretty much from the start.
Okay.
City of Anderson, we get actually, I just saw Barron going to the Martin Luther King across the street on my way in here this morning. Barron and his daughter, Melissa Hunt, the Anderson City Council, we've had great support from.
Yeah, because she just said that too. As soon as you say it, Dr. Maria is typing it right after you. So I think she's trying to roll in front of you. But well, that's great. Hey, we're here with Dale Ball, who is one of the founders of the Shasta Support Service and the things that they do here in town. Some people are saying we're giving out too much stuff.
The free handouts are what we're cleaning up. What's sad is some of these organizations will hand out all this free stuff, and then it ends up on your property. Now, all of a sudden, you became a criminal.
What I've heard is that a lot of times when they're doing these cleanups, they'll find brand new clothes.
We see it all the time. Still have tags on them, right?
Still have tags on them, and they're thrown in the creek. And
the environmental damage is what is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, we try to get out there and get all the creek cleaned up before these big floods. Unfortunately, the way the rain hit this year, we didn't get them all cleaned up. So a lot of that stuff blew right in the Sacramento River. You know, if we could direct it all right to Jerry Brown's, it would be one thing, but we can't.
Really cleaned up the area, though, right?
Yeah, it did clean up there.
Have you noticed that there's less
big picture, it doesn't –
I know.
Maybe the area, but that stuff, when you think about it going downstream and into how it's, you know, clothing wrapping up and affecting the fish and the habitat, it's horrible.
No, it is horrible. And a lot of these smaller creeks,
yeah.
We had Anderson Creek where, you know, just two shopping carts, sleeping bags, and a bunch of clothes. Now the creek's flooding because it dammed it up.
Well,
it's the amount of environmental damage is just crazy, and I mean not to mention all the needles and that kind of stuff into the environment. It's not safe.
I also heard too is some of them camps are large enough they've made their own sewers that go right into the creek. You know that they've have got little channels that they use and they just dump waste into it.
We've seen it all.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here. We got Dale Ball with us, and she has a support service who does all these cleanups here in town for free. That just does it for the right reason, is because they want our city to be a better place. And we can't tell you and your people how much we appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, we live in town. We don't have homeless around. I mean, not that we know of. You know, we don't have those spots behind us, you know, where people could camp. What we see is when we're walking around down by the post office and all these places here, or down in the, in just any place, you can see them. But what you're doing with your people out there to clean this place up is just absolutely fabulous. Dale Ball. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this wonderful Monday. 40 degrees. Going to be high today. Our temperatures, like the highs, will be 62. With our lows tonight of 36. That's a wonderful day today. 8:50 in the morning, and our guest has been Dale Ball. It's very interesting. And you know what? You are one of the unsung heroes of our North State. And, you know, it's fascinating to, you know, when people have a calling and they do something that's like way beyond themselves. I know that we've been in an event where you've been, recognized, the Wind River event that, our local heroes. But we just want to commend you here on KCNR on our Monday morning in January about thank you, what you do. It's tireless. And like you said, you know, I would like to be out doing veterans events and helping our veterans. Those are fun and they're meaningful. This is something else. It's meaningful as well, but there's a lot of like, oh my God, the schlep. You know, we use this term, the schlepping of like other people's garbage that just don't care. They just leave their crap behind. And you go in and clean it up so that you can beautify our city. And so, gosh, you know, you're one of those guys. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We, like you said, don't do it for the accolades or anything, and it's kind of humbling when leave me speechless here.
Well, you know what? Let me throw this one out. Here's somebody that says, not including BLM lands, the city of Reading has 3,000 acres to police. I don't know if that's true, but it probably sounds like it could be 60 square miles, so maybe even more. Doesn't it make more sense to organize the camps, provide potties and garbage bins? What about garbage bins out there?
They've tried that.
Have they?
You know, they've tried that in different communities, and it just turns into – they had a big garbage bin at the end of Mercy. And sadly, I think people that didn't want to go to the dump would go dump all their stuff in the garbage bin, and then some of the transients would dig through that and haul it up the hill. And
One person's trash, another person's treasures. Now, here's the thing about that, too, is once you organize – you know, it's – you know, said, well, why not put a tent camp out? Well, who runs the tent camp? Who's responsible for the tent camp? And if it's the city or the county, now you're legally responsible for anything that happens.
Liabilities.
There. Liabilities are just, I mean, you may be doing this out of the goodness of your heart, but somebody gets stabbed or raped there, they turn around, well, you didn't provide enough security.
Exactly.
And then that's it.
There's a guy that in Chico right now, and he's already, lawsuits are starting to come from the neighbors in the community.
Yeah, because they don't want to have something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. It's a sad state, and we've got some wonderful agencies here in Northern California helping the homeless. I mean, they do – you want to talk about tireless work. You know, some of them do get paid to do this, but a lot of them are out there on their own time helping and going to meetings and, you know, doing all these things to try to help our homeless. We have – I mean, I can't even tell you they're just the most awesome people I've met the last couple of years that are trying to help people out. And that's – when we're out in these camps, my – door to my truck's always open. I'll give you a ride over here to the Veterans Resource Center, and we'll try to get you some benefits. Or, you know, we can take you down to the mission, and I'll help you get admitted down there at the mission. We'd rather help people.
I wonder why we can't use prisoners on this, because they have them out there cleaning up areas.
Bob Brennan goes down to the Breslauer every morning, and he does pick up
Does he? Okay.
Yes, he does. That's pretty much what his crew consists of. But you got to figure – but he's taking a van out every single day with 5 to 8 people in it, and all they do is pick up garbage every single day, 5 days a week. So Imagine having to do that every day. Bob Brennan is a wonderful person, and I don't know, honestly, how he could do it every day, day in and day out.
Yeah, because you're talking about horrible stuff out there.
Yeah, and then Caltrans also has a van that picks up the workdays, people down at Breslauer, and takes them out on the freeways and cleans up. And then they have to, underneath all the I-5 bridges, that would all be Caltrans. So mm-hmm. they go out and clean all that up.
Clean all that up, yeah. Wow. You know, Dale, my hat's off to you, buddy. And, you know, if we didn't have somebody like you in here and, you know, was it Jenkins who did some stuff too? Is that his name, Mark? Or who cleaned up the first time up at Dignity?
Nick Bundy.
Nick Bundy, I'm sorry. That if we didn't have, you know, he did it. He was the first name. Now yours has come up for doing something like this with no pay, recognition, like Linda says. And you know what? Frankly, people need to be recognized for doing great things and without, you know, just because you're doing the right thing.
Well,
and you are.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that, and I will say you're welcome on behalf of the whole group, because it's not just me. There's a gigantic team behind me that does a lot of things. And when a lot of these small things pop up, like the veteran up in Shasta Lake City's house is flooding, mm-hmm. you know, one of our volunteers just jumped on it. You know, nobody called and asked permission if they could do it or anything. That's not really how we work. She just grabbed the bull by the horns and took care of it.
Who are the places that give up? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I want to find out again why people are listening. They're like, oh, that's great, but I need to do something or I want to donate. What's your Facebook?
Our Facebook page is Shasta Support Service.
Shasta Support Service.
So you need to like it. Go, so that you'll get messages.
Yeah,
from
you'll
her.
Get the messages. And then from there, maybe the gal who does all of the coordinating and all that,
Sandra.
If somebody wants to donate money, there, I would hope that there is going to start being would be an account, but somebody may want to, like I said, do the picker uppers. Plus, you also need a net. You need to ask your friends for dump trucks, so they give you like the usage of their dump trucks. But if somebody would like to get rid of one and maybe use it as a tax write off, this could possibly be
a dump trailer. Yes, the dump trailers are something that I steal from my friends that have construction businesses, borrow way too often and put wear and tear on their equipment.
What's the name of is this your company that you're wearing your...
No, I got somebody else's shirt on today.
Okay. All right. I won't talk about it then. Okay.
That's cool.
Well, right. Last time somebody brought up where I worked, I had a bunch of customer complaints that week.
Mm.
Imagine that.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
Fee increase wants to know if they had a recall, would you be willing to fill one of the open positions?
I've been asked that a lot lately.
Okay, that's a good answer. Just let it go right there. I'm going to help you with this. See, right there. Thanks a lot. Trust me, I've been in the business here for a while. And that's a great answer. Well, I've been asked to do that a lot. So, Dale Ball, what do you do when you're not doing this?
I try to run my business and make enough money to barely pay my bills.
Which is?
I own West Coast Communications.
West Coast Communications. Okay. And what is that exactly?
I do a lot of low voltage contract work for other companies. I do low voltage contract work.
Low voltage,
like cable, satellite, phone.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Rural internet out in the rural areas. Stuff
inside
like that.
Wires that don't try to kill you.
Okay. What's the name of your company?
West Coast Communications.
West Coast Communications.
Well, kudos.
Okay. They need a bad news dump-em mission. That was somebody's comment here.
This guy can tell you what a 110 block is.
No.
Yes, I can.
I'm not sure I want to know. Okay.
That's geek talk.
All of our wires. That's right. We took all of our wires out that we were going to use for things. So we just cut them off and just hung them up there or threw them back up in the top there.
Shove them back up in the ceiling here.
Yeah. We can always pull them down later if we need them. So anyway, Dale Ball, Shasta
Thank
Support
you so
Service.
Much
thanks
for,
thanks for coming in. And we've talked a whole hour about picking up trash and all these things that are around here. Now, how many places have you all got lined up now? Go, first of all, if you don't have Facebook, how do you find out about it?
Well, right now I don't have a way. We've been somebody was supposed to do a website for us, and that kind of got sidetracked, so I need to get back on that. We've just been so busy with all the different events, and our group is also doing the point-in-time count where we go out and we count the homeless for the numbers here for Shasta County.
Now, that's going to happen, but this is not being advertised.
No, we just decided this year to kind of – the media doesn't really need to know the day we're doing it. Everybody has smartphones, and we don't want to – you know, subject people to something and the, you know, that whole stigma that goes along with it. We want to treat them with a lot of respect because nobody wants to do a survey. You know, when you're at the grocery store and you walk out and you see that guy with the clipboard, you know, head the other direction at 90 miles an hour. So we really don't want the whole news media circus coming in. And
yeah. Okay. So, but you're going to talk to us afterwards, though, I'm sure.
Well, we'll talk to you afterwards and see how it went. We've got there's some wonderful people on the committee that are helping out, and
super. Okay, Dale
Thank
Ball,
you, Dale.
Shasta Support Service right here in Shasta County does so much in cleaning up. Hey, tomorrow Angie Watson is coming back in for round two, and we're going to listen to some of the ideas that Angie has. And on Wednesday, Joe McKenna. Thursday, the Chief of Police. And we've just got this whole week lined up with some great people coming in here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guy.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Health insurance for all. That's what President-elect Trump is promising, he tells the Washington Post, that the Republican plan for replacing Obamacare will provide universal coverage. Some Democrats plan to skip Friday's presidential inauguration after Mr. Trump lashed out at Congressman John Lewis for saying that he does not consider the Trump presidency legitimate. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer saying there's absolutely no basis for Lewis's position.
You have this icon of voting in civil rights, claiming that an election was illegitimate when there is zero evidence of that. Everybody has confirmed that the election was duly held. There was no tampering with anything.
Spicer on NBC's Today Show. Civil rights leaders and activists are gathering across the country to celebrate the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.